You're listening to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert, founder of the Jalbert Kelly Financial Group and author of the bestseller, Rescue Your Retirement. For over 30 years, Russ and his team have been helping families in Michigan live better lives in retirement. If you have questions about your retirement, you've come to the right place. Their lines are always open at 877-807-7233. So grab your pen and get ready to grow your nest egg. Here's Russ Jalbert.
Today we're going to talk about the market. What's happening in this market? And you know, I also want to talk about what's new out here. And we want to take a look at the contribution limits on your 401k or 403b. And we want to let you know what's new with Roths as far as the income caps and the pay caps. We also want to then cover, Tony Robbins has a book. And several of you who have read it have called our office. And it happens to be called Money, the Master of the Game. And we want to talk about what Tony has to say. He's talked to 50 of the brightest minds in the money business today. Then we're going to talk about what you can earn and some new research from Ibbotson, who is the financial respected leader in the entire industry. They have some very striking research. Plus, we want to take a look at how do you derail your retirement, health care, what we can do to get ready for it. So we've got a lot to cover. Grab your pens, and we're going to be right back.
Looking to grow your retirement savings? You've come to the right place. Our phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. This is the Financial Forum Radio Network. Now, back to Russ Jalbert.
You know, the body of research on preparing financially for retirement grows daily. And at Jalbert, we spend a great deal of effort staying on top of the most up-to-date studies, strategies, solutions. You know, and when you step through our door, you know that you're going to be speaking not only with a professional, but an expert. And if retirement income planning is something you'd like to talk about, feel free to give us a call at 877-807-7233 or online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com. We'll only take an hour of your time. There's no charge for this first visit, so call us right now, and we're going to be happy to meet with you. Well, what do we say about this market? You know, I think the word that I'd put on this market is, What's it going to do today? Volatility seems to have gone on all month long, Pat.
Yeah, and you know, even the professionals are kind of scratching their heads day to day. It's kind of interesting the way that the market's been going. I mean, you've been hearing a lot about this bull market that everyone's been experiencing, but that's really a long-term view. You know, when you look at the past 6 months, I think it's up, a few percentage points. So it's kind of interesting how much volatility has been playing playing for investors in bad way.
Well, you know, we've got next month, or March, is going to be the sixth year of a bull market.
Right.
And that is really uncommon in American history. Typically, they last 4.8 years going up. And so we're now heading to six. And, you know, sooner or later, what goes up and what you fear is going to happen. You know, it's going to come down. The S&P has almost tripled since March of 2009.
Wow.
And then we see these sharp swings in the market. I think it was last Tuesday that, it was down almost 300 points. But this resurgence of these price swings, it's baffled investors because they have been lured into the smooth and steady ups of what we had last year.
Right.
You know, but there's really about four things that are driving people. One is this apprehension about the impact of the Federal Reserve withdrawing or tightening the credit. And then there is, of course, the weakness that's going on in corporate earnings. Corporate earnings are kind of weak. And there's also turmoil in the currency markets. Over in Europe, they're looking at starting a new trillion-dollar stimulus program, which we've done here for, I think, $4 trillion, and it didn't work.
Right, right. We didn't really see a lot of new jobs.
Yep. And the biggest reason for this volatility, then, is kind of the summary of it all. It's uncertainty. So, quite frankly, we're not here to project. project. We don't forecast. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to say we're coming up on year number six. We've got uncertainty. There's a lot to be cautious about, I believe.
I would certainly agree with you, and I think that, you know, in talking to investors out there, Russ, you said this before, but, you know, you're seeing this bull market. You mentioned a six-year bull market, and things look good. But then there's an underlying feeling in your gut that's saying, okay, how much longer is this going on? What's going on in the marketplace?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, another thing that I don't want to let us miss is really a question is this. Can America carry the world?
Right.
You know, I mean, China is into a real slowdown. The best we can guess, because, you know, thinking it's China, are we really getting the truth?
Right.
But for the first time in a decade, their growth is down. Europe is fighting recession. Greece has had the Communist Party come in, if you will, who are saying, to heck with all these sanctions that you've put on us. We want to be able to retire early, and we want all the money. But that's fiscally irresponsible. And so the question is, can America carry the world? And frankly, we don't know. We don't know. Anyway, Patrick, that's what's going on in the world. Uncertainty. What's going on here at home? I guess with our IRAs and 401ks and all those things.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously starting the new year, want to get everyone caught up to speed on your new contribution limits, especially for your bigger accounts like your 401ks and your Roth IRAs. So starting off with 401ks, contributions rise to $18,000 a year. That's up $500 from 2015. 14, and then individuals who were born before 1966 are allowed to put in as much as $24,000 a year. So again, a little bit of an upswing there. And then looking at another major one that people really care about is this Roth IRA, and that takes a large tick up, actually, $10,000. So if you make now as a couple, $193,000 a year, you can contribute into a Roth IRA. Previously, it was $183,000.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's kind of good news.
Yeah, good news there. And then just to give you this piece of information here is that an IRA and Roth IRAs, their caps are remaining the same as to what you can contribute every single year. So that's $5,500 and $6,500 for those 50 and up.
Okay, well, that's good news. So
yep.
We can all put away a little bit more money now. You know, my job as a professional retirement planner is to protect my clients, and I do this, and we all do it here at Jalbert, by developing a customized retirement plan around their specific needs. And fortunately, you don't have to do all this by yourself. I mean, because frankly, putting all the numbers together, putting your budget together, where do you start? Well, We're gonna kind of be your partner there, and we've been helping families like yours for many years. And so we want you to sit down with us and go over your financial circumstances, and let us help you design a plan for the future. You give us a call at 877-807-7233, and you can certainly reach us online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com. Hang in there. We're going to be right back.
Looking to grow your retirement savings? You've come to the right place. Our phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. This is the Financial Forum Radio Network. Now, back to Russ Jalbert.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Russ Jalbert. This is the Financial Forum. And, you know, I forgot to mention, Pat, that you're with me today. I'm with Pat Kelly.
I'm here. It's good to be here. Good to be known. Good to be seen.
Holy cow. Well, we're back, and coming up, we're going to be talking about several things as we move along today. Right now, we're going to jump into variable annuities, but we have other things coming up, and I want you to stay tuned. Our next segment, we're going to get into some research by Ibbotson. Who's Ibbotson? They are the most respected financial leader of research that this industry has. So, they have some very strong information I don't want you to miss. Right now, we're going to take a look at Tony Robbins, but if any of you want to get a hold of us, I want you to call 877-807-7233. Certainly, you can get online and call us or get to us through Jalbert PatKellyFinancial.com. And with that, you're going to be very good. So, Pat, variable annuities. Actually, you've got some stuff on variable annuities. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about annuities in general.
Sure.
Annuities have been the redheaded stepchild of financial planning for many years. Now, I got into them back in 2003 because after the planes hit the towers in almost 2002, you know, September.
Right.
I thought, what don't I know? And I went out to research, and I found the annuities, and I incorporated them into what we do. That's not all we do.
Right.
They're a part of what we do.
Yep.
And I have fought through these people that say, I hate annuities, or if you sell annuities, you should get fired by your planner.
Right.
All that stuff, that today they are the solution.
Right, especially in lieu of, you know, you have pension plans kind of falling off the map and people are kind of left up to do-it-yourself retirement plans with your 401ks. And so it's making it extremely difficult for the individual to be adequately prepared for retirement. And so annuities kind of take a lot of that guesswork out of, am I going to have enough money for the rest of my life? Am I going to be able to retire?
Well, you know, you say that, and I say that on this radio, but, you know, if you're listening, you're thinking, oh, yeah, you know, these guys, they're making money selling these annuities.
Right.
And how about the federal government? Not that we want to praise the federal government, but the fact of the matter is they have adopted or made some rules changes, and Pat wants to talk to you about these.
Sure, yeah, they're catching on to what, Russ, you've been saying since 2003. And really what it is the Treasury Department is now allowing annuities into 401ks. And what they're calling it is they're calling it Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, a QLAC. And really what this new rule is saying is that either 25% of your 401k or up to $125,000 can be placed into an annuity contract within a qualified plan like a 401k.
Yeah, but even the best part of it is, what about required minimum distributions?
Right, that's a very key piece, is that required minimum distributions are... they're exempt. You don't have to pay them on the monies that are going inside this qualified plan.
I mean, they recognize that you need an income for life. They recognize that the annuity is the way to do it, and they've even taken your required minimum distributions out of the equation here. This is one thing. I think there's another thing that's going on.
There's another thing. You know, it's gaining some momentum. So target date funds are something we've talked about on the show, you know, a pretty decent amount. And now you're seeing...
But let's talk about what a target date fund is.
So target date fund is basically you're going to have a target date fund. Let's say it's the target date fund is 2030. So the idea is that you're going to retire in 2030, and as you get closer to that retirement date, they're going to allocate you into more aggressive, and when you start, all the way into a more conservative allocation going all the way into 2030.
So what have they done to target date funds?
So what they've done is that they've actually started using annuities to accomplish that more conservative objective as they get closer to that target date. You know, and that example I gave you is 2030.
So, you know, look, folks, the fact of the matter is, the writing is on the wall. The federal government, everybody is now promoting these annuities. They are real. And if, in fact, you get an annuity from the federal government versus get one from Jalbert, they're probably not going to look very much the same.
Right.
Because out of the top 10 annuity companies in the country, all right, we are one of the few advisors in the entire country that represent every single one.
100% of them.
100%. If you come to us, we're going to have looked at all of those annuities. We're going to be able to tell you, here is the, or here's the one, or here's the one or two or three that you should be in. We're the only firm that can bring you that information. That's powerful. It's
right.
Absolutely powerful.
Yeah, and you know, that there's kind of a couple of big things I think about Jalbert is that you take away the agenda off the table when you can recommend everything. When you can recommend manage money, when you can recommend life insurance products, when you can recommend annuities, you know, you've got really the whole picture of a financial plan in place, so you can recommend what's best for the client.
Well, you know, you've kind of taken me off target, and so much so that I think we're going to stay and maybe move Tony into the next segment
if
we run out of time.
Sure.
But, you know, you just said something. How did you say it? We've taken our bias, if you will, off the table?
Right, right.
You know, retirement is no longer about you putting in money into your 403B or your 401k, and you retire because it's going to be completely taxable.
Right.
Your retirement is a combination of things. It's a combination of, how about non-taxable things, such as Roths. I want to tell you a story. We have a man who's 53 years old. He was in our office here last week. And he is working really hard. He's a business owner. His wife works. He's like so many of you out there. And they're really working to make their life happen. He's 53.
Yeah.
And so he is putting money aside every year. He's got IRAs. Well, he's got them spread out all over the place. And I said, what are you doing to develop tax-free income? Well, nothing. And I said, you know, you need a plan. And that's really where I'm going with this.
Right.
We're going to help him get consolidated. We're going to show him specifically about putting money into some life insurance contracts that will develop tax-free income. When I say life insurance, tell me out there, did you just think, oh my gosh, expenses, fees, all that? How about life insurance that has no surrender? You can exit at any time with all your money.
Right.
It's a powerful plan that we have, Pat.
It's a powerful plan, and you know, I don't care what you call it, if it's going to provide a certain benefit, like tax-free income, that's really powerful. It's tough to get over the name, but
we got blueberry muffins, and
right.
they're going to be able to provide you tax-free income, which is going to keep your Social Security taxes down. Our tax is going to be higher or lower when you retire. You know, we have huge debt, but your whole retirement is a combination of insurance, it's a combination of Roths, of regular IRAs, regular 401ks. It's a combination of all this. And it's also a combination of having your assets available for investing.
Right.
Okay? So that's what we're going to bring you at Jalbert. We're going to get your assets into each of these areas, if appropriate.
Yep.
Because you have to qualify. You have to have so many years in which you can put money into going to the insurance. However, the insurance contracts that we utilize are kind of an alternative to CDs. We're going to be back and talk about, I think, this and Tony Robbins. Stay tuned, because Tony has some really interesting things to say about annuities. When you come to Jalbert, you're going to have somebody bring you the information that you need to have a successful future without bias. So keep that in mind, and we're going to be right back.
You've got questions? We've got answers. You're tuned to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. The phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, here's Russ.
Well, welcome back to the Financial Forum, everybody. This is Russ Jalbert here with Pat Kelly, and we're here to talk to you about your retirement. And coming up, we're going to talk about Tony Robbins' new book, which his new book is Money, Mastering the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. So give us a call if, in fact, we touch on anything that you want more information on or you'd like to maybe even get involved with yourself. We're at 877-807-7233, and you can reach us online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com. Well, Tony Robbins has done something I think it's quite remarkable. Like Tony, you know, he is ready to tell you, hey, I am not a financial expert. What I am an expert in is talking to people and finding out kind of what makes them click. And Tony recently was involved in, I think he talked to, let me see here, I've actually got it written down. Tony talked to 50 people. I mean, people like John Templeton, you know, Templeton Mutual Funds.
Sure.
How about Charles Schwab? How about T. Boone Pickens? Now, I know, for those of you who don't know him, he's a billionaire, and he made it in oil. But John Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, Warren Buffett. Anybody ever hear of Warren? You know, Carl Icahn. He talked to all of these people, and he's taken all of their information and said, what is it that they have said? And actually, to the letter, if I will, and I'm trying to find it here, to the letter they said this, that he came up with, I think it's 4 primary rules. Let me tell you what rule number one is. Rule number one is, don't lose money. Every single master said that. They're more obsessed with making certain they don't lose money than if they make money. Because if you lose money, if you have 80,000 and it goes to 20 or it goes to 80, that 20,000 is gone from your portfolio. It will never be there to earn money. You have to re-earn it to get back. In other words, if in fact you lose 50% and the next year the market goes up 50%, you're not even. You're still behind. You're still behind. So Tony has done a lot of research. Part of why I'm talking to you right now is that part of his research talks about variable annuities. And in the variable annuity game, if you will, he has something to say. And here's what he has to say. Nearly every expert I interviewed for this book agreed that variable annuities should be avoided. Now, that's not me speaking. That's Tony Robbins, who's interviewed the top money managers, the top financial legends, the most professors, Dr. David Babel, on and on. Don't lose money. But and I think he also said some other things, which I have not lost my place on. But about the variable annuities, what is it? And that's what we're going to talk about now. Because several of you have called the office and said, hey, I want to come in. I read Tony's book. I've got a variable annuity. I want you to look at it and
right.
tell me if I should keep it.
Right.
So, first of all, let's talk about the fact there's four kinds of annuities. Annuities are not all the same.
Yeah, and that's where you kind of get into some trouble because
yeah.
they lump them all together.
So let me just tell you, you have something called an immediate annuity. That's your pension plan. If you're from Ford Motor Company or General Motors, Chrysler, taking a pension, you got an immediate annuity. They promise it to you for your life. Except when you die, your benefit will go down unless you chose that it doesn't go down.
For your spouse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be paid for your life or her life. And when the two of you are gone, it's over.
Yep.
And then there's the variable annuity. It's really mutual funds. I'm going to read you some of the things here. So what the heck is a variable annuity? In short, it's an insurance contract where the underlying deposits, the money that you put in, go into these mutual funds. And I want to read you what he says. Yeah, that's the same mutual funds that underperform the market and charge insanely high fees. Now, Pat, we had a segment where we're going to talk about mutual funds.
We do.
But Forbes has talked about. I mean, mutual funds have lots of hidden fees in them.
Right. I mean, we've got a great article from Forbes that talks about, you know, people are always surprised when we show them this article. But it talks about mutual fund averaging fees between 3.5% and 4%. And I've seen mutual funds with fees, you know, granted they're looking for higher returns, but I've seen mutual fund fees up to 12%.
Well, Tony in here talks about the fact, he says, you know, fees can drag down your performance. Well, you get that. Yeah, fees drag down your performance.
Sure.
And he also says that Forbes has said that the approximately, this is the average, 3.1% are going to mutual fund fees. Now, in addition to that, because it's an annuity, a variable annuity, the insurance company is going to be taking about 1.3% out called M&E, and that stands for mortality and expense. So that's in addition to the 3%. So if you take out that, then they're going to have a little bit, maybe like 0.25% for administrative costs. So think about this. Your mutual fund is 3.1.
Mortality and expense costs.
Yeah, I said I misspoke there. And then you have your administrative costs. If you put them all together, you've got nearly 5% that you're going to have to make before you make a penny. It's actually 4.7%. So Tony Robbins and everybody has been said or has told him, stay away from the variable annuity. So if, in fact, you own one of these, I want to encourage you, call us, because we'll look at it and tell you, is it something you should stay in? We can actually contact the company. We can find out exactly all the fees that you're paying.
Right. And Russell, we were going down the four main types of annuities. And immediate, variable, and where are we at now?
And the next one is the fixed index annuity. That's the one that we kind of talk about here.
Right.
The fixed index. The fees on those are zero. You are not invested in mutual funds. They simply take an index and use the index acts as a measuring a point as for what you're going to earn. So there's no cost.
Sure.
And then we have the hybrid annuity, the hybrid. That's the one that says we're going to guarantee you a specific return for an income in retirement.
Right.
So once again, you have immediate, variable, the fixed indexed, and then the one that most people today are gravitating to, the hybrid annuity.
And what's a typical cost inside of a hybrid annuity?
Typical cost is only for the rider, and okay. The riders are averaging a half of 1% up to 1%.
Okay, so when you compare it to a mutual fund or management fee, that's significantly lower.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely much less. So I'm glad to hear that somebody outside of we, who might be sometimes considered to be biased, has written about this. And by the way, if you want to grab this book, go online or go to your bookstore. Tony Robbins, Money Mastering or Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. And I recommend the book. It's a long book. It looks like Tom Clancy wrote it, actually. It's about 600 pages.
Well, interviewing 50 people, there's a lot of good information in there.
There's real good information. So, in summary here, let me kind of wrap up what we've talked about. We talked about the fact that mutual funds have a lot of fees in them, and when you buy a variable annuity, you're buying these mutual funds within this annuity wrapper, if you will, that's wrapped around these mutual funds. So you have excessive fees, and that is the rub with the variable annuity. The number two rub is that a mutual fund is not guaranteed, so your principal is not guaranteed.
Right.
Now, some of these brokers have things they'll say, well, we'll have a guaranteed return. That's the rider that we have. We have 7 and 8%. They have 4 and 5. So they're much less than we are. There is really almost no reason to keep a variable annuity.
And on top of all the fees you've already talked about, that rider that they want to put on there costs you a couple percentage points as well.
Well, that's right. The variable annuity is something to be cautious of. Well, we're going to be back and talk about, as we get back here, what you can earn in mutual funds and the research from Ibbotson. So this is something that you don't want to miss. Grab your pen. Come on back. And again, if what we talk about, the variable annuity, has an interest in to you, give us a call at Jalbert at 877-807-7233. Certainly you can go online at Jalbert Kelly. Financial.com. So either one of those will get you to us, and we're going to look forward to being right back.
This is the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. Our lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, from the Financial Forum Radio Network studios, here's Russ.
You know, as you approach retirement, there's a lot of financial moves that you can make to save on taxes, to make sure that your investments are optimally set up. The problem is, if you make a mistake, it can be expensive. And more importantly, there's a lot of IRS rule changes, and you want to make certain that you have the answers. And we do. At Jalbert, we have the answers. So if, in fact, you'd like someone to review your financial plan and actually spend time explaining the complicated things, give us a call. You can reach out to us at 877-807-7233. Or certainly online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com. Well, we're going to be talking today, right now, about what can you earn in the annuities. And we are in a very low interest rate environment. We are in an environment where the amount that you can earn in some annuities is kind of limited. So what we're now dealing with are annuities that have as the tracking point indexes, unlike the S&P, not the S&P, but we have indexes that have no cap. We have a Morgan Stanley. We have a Barclays and both of these have averaged, I think, around 7 or 8% over the years.
And, Russ, you're saying in typical annuities, there's a cap. There's, like, a maximum can earn.
Yep.
And then in these new types of indexes that we've been utilizing, there's no limit to the amount. It's based on market performance.
Exactly right, and better said. You bet. And the Barclays and the Morgan Stanley are two new indexes that have been brought to us in separate type of annuities, and we always look at those to see, you know, what could you be earning. But if in fact you, well, here, let me just stay with that. Let's assume that that you have 60% in a safe account and 40% in the market. Okay.
Okay.
So if in fact that 40% is in the market, let's assume that the market earns 8 to 10%. What did you earn in your portfolio? You know, and people say, "Oh, I made 10% last year."
Right.
Well, the fact is, you didn't, unless you had all your money in the market.
Yes.
In this particular case, I just said, let's assume that you have 40% in the market. Well, if you made 10, your overall portfolio made 4.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yep.
And let's assume you have 60%, and in this fixed income arena, let's assume you made 3, and that's probably very high.
Right. So something like a like bond or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there, 66 times 3 is 18. Right, 1.8%.
Right.
You add it to 4. You made 4.8. Let's just assume that you made 6%.
Okay.
Okay. You made 6%, and you have 40% of your assets subject to the risk of the market.
So the market went up 10, and you only made 6, and you took on 40% risk.
That's exactly right. We can put you into an indexed annuity with no fees, and your net return is whatever the market does. So if in fact it goes up 6 or 7%, which it historically has, you get it all. So here with zero risk, you're going to be making about the same. All right? Now, that's just kind of this point that we've talked about on this show for several weeks,
right,
or months. Now, Ibbotson has brought out some research that is absolutely striking.
Yeah, I mean, so what's really interesting is kind of this concept of what we've been talking about here, which is risk-adjusted return. How much risk am I taking on in order to earn what percentage yield? So that's what Ibbotson has done, is made this really simple to calculate through a very complex financial piece of software. And so what we have access to is that we actually looked, you know, Russ gave an example of 40% equities versus 60% bonds or fixed income. And really what we're seeing here is, if you're going to be in that situation, we kind of laid out what that would look like. You know, in a 10% market return, we made a bunch of assumptions, obviously, but, you know, 10% return, you're portfolio actually only earned 6, and you were exposed to the market, you know, a pretty dramatic amount. What we're looking to do at Jalbert Financial Group is we want to take a portion of that and put it into something. We're really putting it into a fixed indexed annuity.
Well, we're taking your safe amount, which would be 60%,
right,
and we're putting that, actually, I think under the assumptions that you have here, we used
40% of your assets.
So because we have some numbers that we want to share with you, so if in fact but the key is that the annuity portion is what you would have in your safe money,
right?
So we want to continue to keep you in the market. We want to continue to keep you invested. And if you have mutual funds, we're going to try and get you out of those into our money manager.
Right.
Because your costs are going to be less, and the historic returns are probably going to be greater.
So the bottom line here is that before you were in a 60-40 split, bonds and equities, and what we're looking to do, or what we've ran on the software, is we actually moved it from a 36% equity stake, a 24% bond stake, and a 40% annuity split. And this is a third-party research firm, third-party software. It actually reduces the amount of risk that you're taking on by over 60%, and it actually increases the amount of wealth that you yielded by double. So it doubled your return and decreased your risk by 60%.
Now, that was on a male age 60 over a 10-year period.
Right.
But the point is this. The use of an annuity, and it has been shown time and again through studies by insurance companies, by mutual fund companies, but the addition of an annuity to your portfolio will reduce your risk and increase your return. We now have the ability to show you exactly how that would work, and that's something that we want to encourage you to do. Call us. Come in and let us show you what we can do for you.
Again, talking about second opinions, this is something that no one else has access to. So you're really going to be able to see it laid out very simply as you've never seen it before, where it's like, it just kind of hits you. It's like, wow, that makes a ton of sense. No, you know, much less risk, a greater return. And so we can kind of put those in more simple terms, you know, when we have the chance to meet.
Well, I think it's an extremely important issue to have you come in and let us show you just the power of this. So, you know, one of the things that we want to get back to here, Pat, is we had talked about it and that we were going to touch on it in the first segment, and we actually did not, but that was President Obama's tax hikes that he had talked about. And they're created to expand the tax breaks for middle-income families, and he's going to pay for it all by raising taxes on investments and inherited property, and it's primarily going to be on the pain threshold, if you will, so he tells us, of the top 1% of Americans. These are people that are already taxed heavily. These are people that pay a bulk of the taxes in this country, and he wants to step up and hit them more. I would like to say, I think what we need is not more taxes, not more spending, but we need to actually be cutting the budget back.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think the other thing that mathematically, if you look at all the people in the 1% and you look at the amount of people that are lower than the 1%, you just can't tax the 1% and make up for all these costs. I think so. What we're looking at too is increasing capital gains rates, because you know a lot of people in the 1% are putting a lot of money in their investments, and so right now capital gains rates for the top 1% is 23.8%, and so they're talking about raising that capital gains rate to a 28% tax, and so that's one of these. You know, we keep on hearing about these loopholes that they're going to close. This is one of those. They're going to increase the capital gains tax by 5%.
Well, you can always bet on the fact that as you look down the road, taxes are probably going to be higher down the road than they are now. And the question is, how is that going to affect you? What are you doing in your retirement to position your assets that you can have a tax-free bucket of money to use in retirement? How important would that be if, in fact, we went into a downturn in the market and you could say, you know what, I'm not going to take any money out of there anymore because it's losing. I'm going to take it from my tax-free bucket, which was guaranteed. We think it makes a lot of sense. And if you think it makes sense for you, I want you to call us, 877-807-7233, or contact us online at jalbertkelly.com. So, Pat, do you have any words for our listeners today?
Be safe.
And I say stay safe, because at Jalbert, we're always working to earn your trust.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Russ Jalbert or Patrick Kelly and Joseph Weltenbaugh are liable for usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and may be subject to restrictions, limitations, or early withdrawal fees. Annuities are not FDIC insured. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for the specific features of the product and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they're taken. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.